as I was talking about earlier, yesterday, Marcus Leshock, our buddy Marcus Leshock, posted on his Facebook page and media that he was wondering what people remember being the first news story that they remember as a kid. What was the first news story that you remember? For Marcus, it was the Challenger exploding. And so I wanted to throw that out there with you guys and then also talk about where were you when certain big news stories happened. So we would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. What was the very first news story that you remember as a kid? And where were you when big news stories happened? We got a bunch of texts that came in already. And if you guys want to join us, we would love to hear from you. Let me read a couple of texts, and then I'll ask my team here what their first news story was that they remembered. Alan in North Carolina says, I was sitting in my first grade classroom when the entire school was quieted as each teacher told their class President Kennedy had been killed and school was dismissed early. I was 6 years old and spent the next 3 days glued to the TV. The only exception was when we went to church on Sunday. As we reached our driveway, our grandmother ran out shouting, Oswald's been shot. As you can tell, 55 years later, I vividly remember November 22nd, 1963. That's got to be one that a lot of people, you know, of that generation, that's got to be huge as their story that they remember. Let's see. Jay in Ohio says, the first news event I remember is John Glenn orbiting the Earth, February 1962. So, all right. Esmeralda, do you remember what's the first news story that you remember?
I would say the one I can vividly remember is the OJ trial.
The Bronco chase?
Yes. Because I remember being playing with friends and then her parents, like, we all went in because we heard that, oh my gosh, there's a car chase.
Yeah.
So we all went in. We just sat there watching. I didn't even know who OJ Simpson was. I think at the time, and we just sat there like glued to the TV.
Here's a Wild Bill sent in a text, Esmeralda. Listen to this. With the OJ Bronco chase, I was mad when the Cubs game was preempted on both radio and TV. I turned the TV down and the White Sox game was still on the radio. Their announcers covered the game and the Bronco chase watching the TV in the broadcast booth. As far as the OJ with the Bronco chase goes, that was when I was living at the Honeybee Complex with my other Mambo King, Mr. Scott Oaken. But that evening, we were at the Factory Theater when it was up in Rogers Park on Loyola. And there was a play that was being performed there. It wasn't a Factory production. It was another theater company came in and rented the space to do their show, and it was a terrible, I won't say the name of the show, but it was terrible. And one of my guys from Alive, one of the guys that was in the play Alive with, that I cast in Alive, was in it, and everybody was in drag, and it was bad drag, not great drag, you know, because this was just bad drag. And my friend was in it, and so we went to watch it, and it was a two act. It was. And after the first act, there's a liquor store on Sheridan there, right by the because the Factory Theater used to be right by the Loyola L stop at Sheridan. It used to be right around the corner from there. And so there was a liquor store / bar. And I can't remember what the name of the place is. It's Esmeralda, you know, because you go up to that area every once in a while, right?
Not that often.
Okay. No. All right. Because I know you guys go to the 400 when you see movies, and that's like four blocks away from there. So I can't remember the name of the place, but it's on Sheridan, you know, six doors down from the Red Line stop. So it's a liquor store / tap room. And the first act of the show ended, and it was so terrible that we went to the liquor store to get booze so we could make it through the second half of the show. We just had to get liquor because the show was so bad. It was like, well, we're not going to watch this sober. So we went down to the liquor store to get some booze, and the liquor store was empty, and everybody was in the tap room, and everybody was looking up at the TV. You know, there were like 40 people in there, and they were all just looking at the TV. And nobody, it wasn't even a cashier in the tap, in the liquor store. Everybody was in the bar. So we went in, and we look up, and there was the Bronco chase, and the NBA playoffs were in the little corner Like they switched because they had the NBA playoffs were happening at the time. And when the Bronco chase started, or when it continued, they made the call at that network to switch the big screen from the playoff to the OJ chase. And in the bottom right hand corner, the little screen was the basketball game. And we went in and we were looking, and everybody was saying, you know, it's OJ, he's on the run. They think he's got a gun and blah, blah, blah. And so we had to go back to see the second act of the play, you know, because our friends were there and everything. And at the time, I was artistic director of the company, I think, and I had to represent the company. I couldn't just blow off the second act to watch this. So we went back, and we were convinced during we were convinced that when we got out of the play, that OJ would be dead. We were convinced that he was either going to kill himself or the cops were going to kill him. So we got out of the play and we went down to the bar again, and they said, no, that he, you know, he surrendered and blah, blah, blah. But that was really weird. Watching the second act of that play, not only was the play terrible, but we were so distracted. My friends and I were so distracted because we kept thinking, OJ's going to die. OJ's going to kill himself. So that was really weird. Yeah, very weird. Dan, what about you? What's the first news story that you remember?
I have an image of the Bears Super Bowl parade.
Mm.
I remember the guys being.
Were you really young?
I was that was like four and a couple months. And
yeah,
I can remember the guys on top of like something, a stand or a bus or something,
yeah,
waving at the crowd and all the confetti and things like that. But yeah. In terms of like news events, it's probably Princess Di.
Mm.
I can remember watching that and like, for the first time ever, going to a friend and talking about like, hey, did you hear what happened?
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. And obviously yeah, everything that followed suit after. Also, I remember the Berlin Wall because of David Hasselhoff.
Because of David. All right, we're going to break. We'll come back. And what was the first news story that you remember? I'll tell you mine when we come back. And I want to hear from you guys. 312-981-7200, talk and text. On a Friday morning. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday. Coming up, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies and You Big Dummy, all coming up on your Friday morning. Right now, we are talking about the first news story that you remember when you were a kid, and then also like where were you when other big news stories happened. But the first news story that you remember, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. A couple more quick texts here. Kathy says the first news story I remember was JFK being shot. I was in fifth grade. I heard about it after school and all the kids were really quiet on the bus ride home. 847, also first news story I remember is the Kennedy assassination. I was 10 years old and in fifth grade in a Catholic school. It was a Friday, and as soon as the school learned from the shooting, we all went to church to pray. We were told when we returned to our classroom that Kennedy had died, and there was an eerie feeling all day. I can imagine. Yeah. All right. Let's get a couple of calls here, and then I'll tell you what mine was. Steve in Galesburg on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, I was 5 years old in kindergarten, and when Dr. King got assassinated, my grandmother, I went to her house after school, and she was a huge civil rights advocate.
Mm.
And she couldn't even, because I asked her to explain to me why, because she always praised him as a great man.
Yeah, wow.
She couldn't even explain it to me.
She couldn't even explain it. Wow. So Dr. King's assassination for you, Steve.
Yeah, it just sticks out in my head to this day.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Yep.
Take care, Steve. Some callers are saying that the tap room was called Dave. Others say it's Bruno's. It's Bruno's. For the people who were, thank you for letting me know, Rogers Park folks. It was Bruno's. That was the bar/liquor store where we first saw the OJ Bronco chase. Here's Gene on WGN. Hi, Gene.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right.
I remember the fire in the school in Chicago where a lot of kids died in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I ever noticed TV news because nobody wanted to
was
it off.
Our Lady of Angels?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
That and was it was after that they finally they put in a escape chute in the grade school.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could just get from the second floor
so
down.
Get out of there, yeah.
But it was definitely because of that fire.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Gene.
You're welcome.
Take care. For me, I have vague memories of seeing Vietnam footage on TV. It didn't really, you know, I mean, I knew something was going on, but it was just, that's very, very sort of fuzzy, vague remembrances of seeing some stuff from Vietnam on TV. But the news story, the first news story that I vividly remember was Watergate and the Watergate hearings. That was the one. That's the first news story that I was like, what's going on? Really paid attention. Obviously, I didn't understand, you know, everything that was happening, but it was the Watergate hearings. And for those of you who were around at that time, you know that the Watergate hearings went on forever and they were on TV every day. And so the first vivid memory that I have for a news story was Watergate. Although I do have some, like I said, just some fuzzy memories about watching some Vietnam stuff on TV. But Watergate was the first one to really, that I remembered and really made an impact. Pamela in Rockford said, I was in seventh grade walking by the city bus when we heard that President Reagan had been shot. I was on the bus when I found out that that Reagan was shot. I was on the Addison bus coming home from school. And it just, people started talking about it. I guess they had heard it on the radio or something. People started talking about it. I heard about Reagan being shot on the bus coming back from high school. Pete says, when the train fell off the L tracks in the 70s, I remember watching live coverage as a kid. Dan, have I ever talked about this on the air?
I believe so, because it involved Captain Whammo, right?
It involved Captain. I was on the train in front of that train. Esmeralda, this was before you were born. This was in 1977, February,
right. Yes,
1970. And the right at Wabash and Lake, you know that curve, that turn right there?
Mm-hmm.
An L fell off. It derailed. And it fell. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I was on the train in front of it. I was on the train in front of it and didn't know what was going on. We were on the train. I was on, and I went down to pick up. I won some albums from Captain Whammo. And I went down to pick up the albums because it was that time. It was like, you come down here and get it. they didn't mail them out. It was like, you come down here to the office and pick out some albums. So I went down to pick up some albums that I had won from Captain Whammo, and I took the L down, and the train behind us derailed. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. They shut the whole system down. We were sitting on the train forever. It was freezing out. It was February when it happened. But yeah, I was on that. That was a very, very weird thing. Just to see, I mean, I got the hell out of there. Afterwards, and then I watched, you know, some of the stuff that, on TV, but it was ridiculous. Let's see. 708 area code says 9/11 happened when I was in sixth grade. I was in my English class when the news broke out. They had to roll a TV in to show us. I was 11 years old, and I remember the day like it was yesterday. Esmeralda, what about you for 9/11?
I was starting my first day of college.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah. And I was in my dorm. We were sleeping, and my roommate's mom called us and told us that something had crashed in New York.
Yeah.
So we were watching. I remember I got up and I was taking a shower, and then, yeah, my roommate like yelled out like, oh, it fell. And so, yeah. And then everyone was freaking out because they hadn't been there for maybe more than a week.
Oh,
all
wow.
These kids.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was just kind of like, well, it's not here. So I wasn't freaking out that bad.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of kids not from there. So everybody was, and the lines like were all jammed. So you were trying to call people and nothing was getting through.
Well, I mean, I had friends who lived in Lower Manhattan, and I was, you know, well, I missed it all because I was sleeping. My girlfriend at the time and I, we were living together, my girlfriend Helena and I. We were out the night before pretty late, and we had had few, and we were sleeping. And all I know is that my phone kept ringing, and I let the answering machine get it. We were in the bedroom. We had both doors closed in the bedroom. And so we were sleeping, but the phone kept ringing over and over and over and over and over again. And finally I got up. I was like, what the hell is going on? And there were a bunch of messages, and people were like, you know, my parents, my friends are calling. I was like, are you watching this on TV? So by the time we got up and turned the TV on, both towers had already fallen, but obviously we just sat in front of the TV for like a day and a half and didn't, you know, we were just sitting there like watching, not being able to believe what we were seeing. So, all right, we have to break. We got the news coming up, and then we'll talk a little bit more about this, and then we'll get to our regular features as well. But the news is coming up next. Hi, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Fly Jams Friday coming up, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, and in just a few minutes, You Big Dummy. Right now, though, we are talking about the first news story that you remembered as a kid that stayed with you. And 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I wanted to ask Vic this. Vic, do you remember the first news story that you remembered as a kid?
I think it was the shuttle. Yeah, I was thinking about this question. I think it was the shuttle. I think I was in maybe the 7th grade, mm-hmm. and the teacher, it was a science class, and the teacher had rolled in a TV, and I remember seeing it, something go wrong, you know, the smoke,
right,
the explosion. We saw it on video, and she immediately unplugged the TV and rolled it out of the room, and the other teacher that was with her, they both left the room, and we were all looking around
like, what's
at
going
each
on?
Other, like something, we knew something went wrong. Nobody was speaking. It was just silent, and then she came in a couple minutes later and just continued the class. They didn't tell us anything.
Wow.
That's what we found out later. Yeah.
Wow.
That's how they handled it.
That's weird. I was working at the Jewels when that happened.
Really?
Yeah. I remember I was in the generic aisle, stocking the generic aisle, and someone came up from the break room and said that the shuttle had just blown up. And so you know, we ran downstairs and turned on the TV and watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, I remember being very sad. You know, we were all very sad about it.
Oh, yeah.
At that age,
yeah.
You know, we were affected by it.
Of course. Let's see. So for Dan, you're saying it was the Bears?
Well, I mean, I remember an image.
Princess Di. Esmeralda, you're saying OJ, the Bronco chase.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying Watergate. And we would love to hear from you guys. Of course, this does tell you how old we are. That's another thing. That's 331 area code says, when the White Sox won the pennant and they set off the air raid sirens in 1959. Oh, that must have been fun. If you're not a baseball follower, suddenly the air raid sirens go off. 925 area code says, the Cuban Missile Crisis. I was in the lower elementary grades, and I remember being on the playground and hearing the teacher saying that the Russians had warships heading towards Cuba, and I was afraid. A lot of people were freaked out by that Cuban Missile Crisis. Trucker Rich said, I was 7 when Kennedy was shot. I was home sick, and my mom was ironing, and she dropped the iron when she heard the news. So, let's see. We got some people calling in. Here's Darlene on WGN. Hello, Darlene.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Well, my longest memories were to do with World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Pearl Harbor. It was on a Sunday. In my family, we were at church because it was Vesper services. Just before Christmas, we would have Advent services.
Right.
And I remember the buzz that was going on. And then we went home, and my mom and dad just sat by the radio just listening for every word.
Wow.
That was going on. And then as the time, then after that, then it was always fear about, we had to have shades drawn in the house at night so that there wouldn't be lights on and all that.
Yeah.
But then I remember when peace was declared, or victory probably over Europe, and then we sat with kids with pots and pans on the curbs pounding that the war was over.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Those are interesting memories, Darlene. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, certainly.
Have a great day.
Good night.
Good night. All right, here's Bill on WGN. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, I'm kind of ancient history according to the last caller. I remember laying on my couch at home when I was born and raised in the country near Fort Wayne. We had no television at that time. And the North Korea invaded South Korea. And my mother and father, or my mother especially because her sister's husband was in the Battle of the Bulge. He just got back just a few years before that. And she said, oh, no, he's going to have to go to Korea now.
Mm.
So they listened to that, and, of course, all that happened. Of course, the rest of the stuff I remember because I'm way older than you are.
Yeah. So the attack on Korea, that's the first memory that you have.
Right, right. The first one, big news thing I remember was the attack on North Korea invaded South Korea.
Okay. All right, Bill, thanks.
Okay.
All right. It's interesting what you remember and how it affects you. 630 area code says, the first news story I remember was 9/11. I was in first grade, and teachers argued about whether to let us watch it or how important it was. Let's see. 630 area code says a crash of American Airlines flight 191 at O'Hare. 630 area code says the Apollo 1 fire on the launch pad in January of 1967. I was 6 years old, and I remember my mother explaining to me what happened. 773 area code says Marilyn Monroe's death. First memory. Okay. There's Tim on WGN. Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Hey.
I was in Beloit, Wisconsin then. I'm calling you from Abilene, Kansas now, but my dad was working long hours, so we went down to get a haircut, and he worked Saturdays, so it was on a day, you know, during the day, a week. I mean, we were late in the afternoon to get a haircut. We were at Joe and Kelly's barbershop, radio's on, and Gabriel Heater comes on, and he's the one who I started on, bad news tonight. And that night, good news tonight. And it was a salt vaccine had been okayed, you know, and that was going to prevent polio. And I just happened to be the age that the people a year older than me, there were some that got polio, and I was the first group that got the shot and didn't get it.
They got the vaccine.
Did it
leave that mark on your arm?
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
No, because, you know, there's people of a certain age who got vaccine shots that left like a little round, like sort of indentation, a mark on their arm. And
we used to get vaccine for like a dozen things, you know, just automatically at school.
Right. Yeah.
Every year. And I remember those being round and dotted. And
right.
I don't remember anything from that. But
right.
Then, oh, yeah. And then when I was in like 1960 or something, we had to go over to my school. I think it was in high school, but I had to go back to my junior high. Well, that's where it was. Everybody in town, and you could get a sugar lump or something that was a booster.
Mm. Okay.
For this soft vaccine.
Wow. Okay. All right. Tim, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Take care. We used to get vaccines at school. We would get, you know, there would be a day when we would line up like in the basement of the school and just get shots.
I remember getting ear tests.
At school?
Yeah, and sight tests. They would line you up because they had the machines or
whatever. Yeah, we had that too. But they would give us vaccines. I remember we would stand in line and then we would get shots. And this is in a Chicago public school basement. That seems real sanitary now. Like you're standing around in the Chicago public school basement.
It's not like they're using the same one. Not much going, like, just, keep moving,
just
keep
weird.
Moving.
It was the same area where we would stand in line for taffy apple sales. So it just felt like, except getting taffy apples, you're getting a shot. Did you guys ever have taffy apple sales at your school?
I don't think so. So maybe.
Yeah. It was big in the 70s. I can tell you that.
Oh, no.
Taffy Apple Day was like, everybody loved Taffy Apple Day.
Oh, like with your lunch or whatever?
No. You'd bring them home.
Huge boxes?
Yeah. You'd order them and bring them home and stuff. Yeah.
No, they would make us sell for Chorus, I remember. They made us sell wrapping paper. I thought it was the dumbest thing.
Wrapping paper?
Yeah, you would have to sell. It'd be all this kind of, it'd be wrapping paper and you'd have to go to your parents' friends and stuff, and my parents, they're like, no one's gonna buy this.
Yeah.
So I never made any money.
No. That's wrapping paper.
Yeah, it was so lame.
Okay, here we go. 815 area code says, I was 11 years old. I was in the living room reading the Sunday comics when it came on over the air. We regret to inform you that the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor. First memory. 815, I was 4 years old, sitting on the floor in front of the TV, eating lunch and watching Bozo. They interrupted with a news bulletin on Channel 9. I told my mom and grandma that there was a bulletin and felt pretty proud to be the first to know we would hear something important. My mom stood behind me with a dish towel in her hands and cried when she heard about President Kennedy. 815 area code says, first news story I remember is President Reagan being shot. They made an announcement over the speakers at school. 773 area code says, the first news I became aware of as a child was 800-plus American soldiers killed in Vietnam. And 773 area code says, my kindergarten teacher wheeled in a TV to watch Nixon resign. We were six and we had no clue. That's pretty good. The teacher, a bunch of six-year-olds, this teacher thinks it's important that they see Nixon resign. Yeah, that's the news story that was my first news story right there. It was all the Watergate stuff. Yeah, that's the first one I remember. And it was on every day. And I remember my mom being mad, Esmeralda, because she was missing her stories. Because my mom wasn't working at the time. My mom, you know, my mom and dad both. My dad always had two jobs. My mom worked on and off all the time. But at that time in the early 70s, my mom wasn't working. And so I remember she was just like every day was like, oh, why is this happening? You know, because she was missing her stories. So anyway, all right, well, thanks guys for participating, and thanks to Marcus LeShock for putting that up on his Facebook page and for me to steal it. So that was fun.